欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天我们要讲两个单词不过这两个单词呢让我想起一个人这个人呢非常适合这两个单词
His name is Andrew Carnegie Andrew Carnegie
你知道是谁吗其实就是美国的钢铁大王安德鲁卡耐基也被誉为美国的慈善事业之父
The first word to describe Andrew Carnegie is grassroots Grass 叫 roots
这个单词呢从字面上来讲都是非常好理解的就是草根了1848年卡耐基这一家人呢刚刚移居到美国他们当时的生活是非常辛苦的他之前呢做过信差当过电报员秘书然后最后呢一路开挂直到创立了家喻户晓的卡耐基钢铁公司
So you can say even though Andrew Carnegie is from the grassroots he is a self-made man
虽然卡耐基呢出生于草根但是呢
He is a self-made man
这也是我们今天所要学习的第二个习语
Self-made man Self-made 作为一个 compound word
作为一个复合词呢它指的是自制的意思自制人吗其实不是这个意思
Self-made man It means a person who is rich and successful Because they have worked hard Not because they were born into a rich family
Self-made man 指的是一个人因为工作非常努力呢所以他非常有钱非常成功而并不是因为呢他们出生在一个富裕的家庭里一做中文呢我们可以理解为白手起家的人
So you can say Andrew Carnegie is the typical self-made man He was born into a poor family but became one of America's richest men
安德鲁卡耐基呢是一个典型的白手起家的人
Typical 指的是典型的意思He was born into a poor family,
他出身贫寒
but became one of America's richest men,
但是呢却成为美国最有钱的人之一了。我们再整体梳理一下这个句子。
Andrew Carnegie is the typical self-made man. He was born into a poor family, but became one of America's richest men.
如果想要专项练习本期的节目呢可以微信搜索卡卡课堂加入我们早餐英语的会员课程哦。今天我们学习到了两个非常实用的表达，一个是草根
grassroots, grassroots,
草根 grassroots。另外一个呢，指的是白手起家的人 self-made man。最后呢，我们结合今天所学呢，来翻译一下这个句子。如果你知道它什么意思，记得留言告诉我哦。
My father was a self-made man. He came from a poor background and worked his way up. Until he became quite rich.